Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Friday, February 7th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Swiss Fit Montana and Matt Brewing. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. The Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center is issuing a backcountry avalanche warning for the Bridger Range, Gallatin Range, Madison Range, the Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, and the Centennial Range near Island Park, Idaho. 2 feet of snowfall and strong winds are overloading a weak snowpack, creating very dangerous avalanche conditions. Natural and human-triggered avalanches are likely. Avalanche terrain and avalanche runout zones should be avoided. The avalanche danger is rated high on all slopes. This warning will expire or be updated by 6 a.m. on Saturday, February 8th. Our largest storm of the year continues. At 6 a.m., 24-hour snowfall totals are 10 to 14 inches near Bozeman and West Yellowstone, 14 to 24 inches near Big Sky, and 4 inches in Cook City. The bulk of that snow fell yesterday during the day, and it is snowing again this morning. Winds are 10 to 20 miles an hour out of the west, with gusts of 40 miles an hour. Temperatures are in the teens to low 20s. Snowfall will continue today with a brief rafe this evening before another pulse hits overnight. By tomorrow morning, an additional 6 to 10 inches will fall with strong west to northwest winds and mountain temperatures in the 20s to low 30s. 2 to 3 feet of new snow has fallen since Wednesday, with an inch to 3.5 to 3 inches of snow water equivalent. This storm has been accompanied by strong winds with gusts of up to 40 miles an hour, drifting that new snow into even deeper drifts. Avalanches were already breaking naturally yesterday and has continued snowing and blowing. Yesterday, Alex and I saw several natural avalanches within the storm snow on Buck Ridge and triggered a slide on a small steep slope. Ski patrols easily triggered large avalanches with ski cuts and explosives running long distances and snapping trees. Skiers north of Bridger Bowl triggered a large slide that also broke some trees. In addition to avalanching within the new snow, avalanches will also break near the ground. Widespread weak layers have just gotten a very large load. These avalanches may be 10 or more feet deep. If you get onto a steep slope today, you will likely trigger a large avalanche. Avoid all steep slopes, no matter how small. With so much new snow, even a road cut could avalanche big enough to bury you. Give runout zones a wide berth as avalanches are breaking naturally and running long distances. The avalanche danger is rated high on all slopes in the Bridger Range, Madison Range, Gallatin Range, and Lionhead area near West Yellowstone. While Cook City has gotten less new snow than the rest of the advisory area, it has still received a substantial load of 12 inches of new snow with 1 inch of snow water equivalent since Wednesday, accompanied by strong winds. Human-triggered avalanches are likely on wind-loaded slopes. Avalanches could break under the new snow or on weak layers near the ground. Avalanches breaking at the ground will be large and almost certainly lethal. Avalanches are also possible on non-wind-loaded slopes. For today, the avalanche danger is rated considerable on all wind-loaded slopes near Cook City and moderate elsewhere. If you get out, please send us your observations. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.